Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Tamid, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Beis. Amalem Chadashim L'Ketoros Bo V'Efisu. They then announced whoever had never done the Ketoros before should come and participate in this Goral to determine it. Efisu Zacha Misha Zacha. So they took... They participated in the pious, and whoever won. Chadashim Mishanim Bo V'Efisu. Then they would say, even people who've previously won are allowed to come and participate in the next pious. Mimale Ivar Minakev Shal Mizbeach, and it's going to determine who brings the limbs up from the ramp where they were currently resting on the bottom half of the ramp all the way to the Mizbeach. Rabbez Ben Yaakov Amar Hamale Ivar Minakevish, who malos on Agabe Mizbeach? They didn't do a new pious for that. Whoever brought it to the ramp would, and they just went to take a break to say Kriya Shema, we'll go back and bring it up the rest of the way. Mishnah Gimel, Masorim L'Chazanim. They then handed over the Kohanim, who were not going to participate in the Tamid, to the Chazanim of the people in charge of the Bigdei Kuna. They would undress them from their Bigdei Kuna, and they would remove the hat and the belt and the robe, and they would be left only with the pants. So after putting on their own robes, the Kohanim took off the pants and gave them back to the dressers as well. But first they had to be tzniyah, so they put on their own robes to cover themselves up. The Chalonos HaYisham, there were these cubbies there in the Lishas HaGazas, V'kasav Aleim, Tashmish HaKelim, and on the cubbies it said the names of the clothing of the different Bigdei Kuhuna that were held in those cubbies. So to review what we learned today, in Parakei Mishnah Beis, we said that they would do a pious to determine who would be Maktir Ketoros, but the only people eligible to participate were people who never did it before, because it was a school of Rashirus, they want to spread the wealth, and then when they would determine who would bring the limbs of the Tamid from the ramp all the way to the top of the Mizbeach, so it's a machlokas. Tanakama holds they would do another pious and anyone was able to participate, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, no, it was the same guys that brought it to the ramp would bring it from the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. And then in Mishnah Gimel we describe how the Kohanim who did not win any of the raffles and were therefore not working that day, how they were undressed of their big day kuhuna. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Dalit.